The beautiful Julie Burgess is due to set sail this weekend for the first time. And, well, Lynn Laycock's on the line. How long, Lynn?
Oh, first time for months. Absolutely, Darren. And, of course, the other thing is we've been waiting for the handover from council to the organising committee. And officially and finally that should happen this Friday. So the first public sale this Sunday, as you said.
All right. So where do people book? Because last time I spoke with Graham Kent and he wasn't quite sure if the bookings had been set up yet. Is that ready to go?
We've got a fantastic team of volunteers. I just can't believe what the work they've done because they've had to start a whole new business, you know, incorporation from scratch. And I've the last couple of days myself, and I get sometimes a bit skew-whiffed with things online that comes to bookings. But I'll tell you what, if everyone goes to the julieburgess.org, it comes straight up and it says book now, and it's a very easy system to do. So it's one of those things that, you know, people will get used to booking online, and in the next couple of months, well, or even in the next month, we'll have a number they can call them. We can do that for them, but it's a very easy system.
All right, julieburgess.com. All right, so first sale Sunday. Now, you're going to go out in the open water.
Yes, weather depending, of course, and I'll just say on that, for any sale, people should make sure they've got a warm jacket and soft sole shoes for a more comfortable voyage, but the skippers won't take the Julie out if the weather's not correct, because it's just, well, it's risk and we won't do that. But it's an afternoon tea. There's a Devonshire tea on Sunday to celebrate the first day, so that's really great. And the executive have put together a very good sailing calendar. I'm just trying to get my head around all that, what I'd get involved in that. And it is fantastic. It's quite exciting, man, to think that this beautiful historic ship could have been in Sydney or Queensland or somewhere. And I have to take my hat off to, even though I'm part of the council, the councillors for voting unanimously to keep this vessel in Devonport because it's our history.
Yeah, indeed. And you're right. Well done to council and well done to everyone involved with the Julie Burgess for making that happen and keeping it here for everyone to enjoy, not just tourists but locals. And the sale usually takes about 2 hours, doesn't it, when you go out the front?
Yeah, about two and a half, Darren. And it's really nice because a lot of people that might not want to go out to sea can book a river cruise.
Yeah.
It's really quite straightforward on that booking site. You can see what we've got. There'll be more added to it. We're just in these early stages. But just to see the Devonport City from the river is quite different. You say to yourself, oh, I didn't know that was down under there near the wharf. You know, it really is a very exciting time. So lots of things happening. If I can just say, put a shout out there, if there's anybody that wants to get involved, this is not a closed group. This is open to Devonport. This is your vessel. We need people to work, you know. We need crew, which will be trained. We need people on land. We will eventually have a kiosk, hopefully in the near future there, and we'll need people to man the kiosk. And hopefully that will be open even when the Julie's not sailing so people can come down and buy vouchers, because it's coming up to an exciting time for Christmas for all of us. So the vouchers for a sale certainly do make a good Christmas gift. And we need people with some computer experience. We need people that want to sail and clean and, you know, do a bit of everything. It's a nice group to be part of. So let's see if people can put their hand up. I'm happy, Darren, if anyone wants to call me, which I can give out my mobile if that's okay.
Well, I reckon it's probably easier if people just look for you on the council website, I reckon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Go through the council website.
Yeah.
That's fine, yes. And, of course, it's a very exciting time for Devonport. I mean, when you think about it, in 2 years the Living City will be finished and Don River Railway will be chugging on down to Penguin and back. Home Hill hopefully will have some development. So we've got some really good attractions there to bring people into Devonport. So it really is upwards and onwards. But this having the Julie back on the sailing calendar again is pretty special. And as I said, there's a crew there that have done a heap of work. I've only done a very small part, but I intend to get more involved in the future because it's something that we all look up to. It's a tall ship.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, when it went to the first tall ships in Hobart a few years ago, it was the star of the show. So that'll tell people the tall ships come from all over, but not just Tasmania, of course, but the world. So it's something that is very special. And our volunteers are very mindful of that and keep it in good repair. So we're only the custodians of it, really, when you look at it. So, yeah, it's all good and it's happening on Sunday, and we just like to... We have, of course, COVID restrictions are in place and we're very mindful of that, so we can't take as many passengers. So it will be first in, first served. And if anything happens and there's a cancellation, it'll be on the website. I think it's out about 24 hours out because they're pretty good with their weather predictions.
Yes, indeed. All right, so that's this Sunday, first sail. That's great. And you know, you don't have to go out in the open water. As you said, there'll be river cruises and all of that happening as we get further into spring and the weather gets warmer. Just beautiful time of the year coming up.
Well, that's right, Darren, and especially, look, I can't believe we're rolling into October pretty soon. There's charter sales that people can do, so those people thinking out there, sad time in their life, dad or mum or somebody might have wanted their ashes spread at sea, there's special prices for that, they can have their privacy. Corporate sales, if your business wants to, your boss wants to take you all on a twilight sale, I tell you, that is an experience to be out there in the dark. It is absolutely wonderful. And, of course, the Christmas bookings. I mean, just one staff member can book for half a dozen people and mix in with others.
Yeah, what a Christmas party.
We can either cater for it or they can bring their food with them. So we want people to let us know what they want. We're open to suggestions.
Beautiful. All right. So julieburgess.com is where you go for bookings and all the information. And if you want to get involved, as Lynn mentioned, with the Julie regarding crew or just helping out behind the scenes, then contact Lynn through the Devonport Council website. Thanks a lot, Lynn.
That's okay, Darren, and tell them not to forget our Facebook page.
Facebook page, Julie Burgess Facebook page. All right. Stay out of the wind today.
I will. Thank you, Darren.
See ya.